Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact Income. Thanks for joining me on the show today. We're going to dive in a little bit about the importance of creating a business in order to sell it in 10 years. Some of you might be a little closer to that, or some of you might be a little further, but what I want to dive in today is creating the mindset and organization so that if you desired to sell your business in 10 years or less or more, that you could. And so what does that look like? Well, if you have a business that is creating an impact, that is helping people in any way, and you want to one day put that to someone else, and even if you didn't, at least set it up so that you could, so that it's organized well enough that it's possible for it, then how would you do that? So let's dive in. Let's see how this can happen. So I was at an event this past week where with people all over the world really diving into what it takes to scale a business to sell it for $100 million or anything from that down to, you know, what it, $1 million and how to go about doing it. So with what we're doing, we created our goal of what we want in 10 years to do with our business. And it was fascinating going through this process. So I want to take you through a little bit about the mindset behind this and the difference that I've found in doing this myself. So first off, what would you want to sell it in 10 years for? Okay, and how do you do that? So if anytime you're going to sell a business, a good number, according to a friend of mine, Adam Markell, who ran one of the largest training companies in the planet, you know, he gave me this insight, which I really appreciated. And what it is that the business that you have, what you would sell it for would be three times whatever revenue you were able to create in the year. So let's say, you know, you create $1 million, you know, you sell $1 million worth of stuff. And to keep the company running and to do everything, it's $500,000. So, you know, after takeaway and everything, after all taxes and all that, let's say you bring in like $500,000. So you take that number, the $500,000, and you'd multiply it by a factor of three. Okay, so then that business then, if you were to sell it, would be worth $1.5 million. That would be about what you could sell it for. Okay, so that's kind of how you can see where it's at, where you're at and where you want to go. So I want you to imagine if you are going to sell your business, or even if you're not, what would you want to sell it for? And not the practical, like if I keep going in 10 years and it's just to maintain success. I want you to envision what you really want. If you truly wanted to give this away or sell it or step out of the business and you could just be completely fulfilled with it, beyond fulfilled, it would stretch you to get to that point. What would that number be? And put a number on it. Now, here's the other thing. Let's say you aren't going to sell anything over a million or more, and you're just like, well, I don't know. Well, then let's have a visioning process here. Let's imagine if you had to turn that business into a $50 million or $100 million business, what would you have to do in order to create that? And when I went through this process, my mind was blown away. It actually altered the entire structure of how we want to do things. Because I was seeing how I was attached to the business, and no matter what I did, I was limiting myself without allowing myself to go bigger and dream bigger. So I want you to go through this process where you can measure out and say, I'm going to sell my business in 10 years for this much, and set it as a goal. And in my next couple segments, I'm going to go in and talk about some breakdowns and what kind of things you can do in your business to organize and structure your business and set in teams and systems. That way you can duplicate this. And one day, if you decide to step out and do another passion, you can. And this teaches you not to be so tied to your message or your mission that it's just the Lone Ranger syndrome. So go through this process and start practicing this visioning of thinking about what could you sell your business for? And I'll see you on the next segment where we'll dive in a little bit more in detail on some things to look at, some of the structures to hit, and some strategies to set up. So thanks for listening to me. Go through this process and really set in stone what it is you want to create. Because I promise you, if you haven't done this before, you will get some new insights. You will learn some things about yourself, about your message, about your mission, and what you're doing here on this planet. So thanks again for joining me today. Tyler Watson here, and we will see you on the next segment.